Okay, so just to clarify the Reb Chaim, the way it comes out in the end is like this, that what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah, if we could sum it up? The mitzvah is to be mative the neros hadlukim. In other words, the mitzvah is to maintain the lit candles. Okay, the lit neros. So that breaks down into two concepts. The idea of maintaining, halachically, is a maisa of takana, a maisa tikkun. And you can, in a maisa tikkun, the ikkar is the maisa. Okay, because without the maisa, you can't have the shame of being misukan. That's definitively what misukan means. It means that there was an action of tikkun done to it. So in that sense, that's what he means, that it has the etzem ha-maisa as part of the mitzvah. Okay, you cannot render the shame misukan without a maisa of tikkun done to it. But in terms of the flame itself, that there the mitzvah is that it should be kept dolok, that it should be dolok. Okay, there's a responsibility to ensure that it remains dolok. Okay, but dolok is simply its state. Dolok is not definitively the result of maisa. So when you do the maisa of lighting it, you're simply reinstating the shame dolok. Okay, as opposed to hatava, you're creating a new shame of a takana that exists right now. Okay, so that's the formulation of the mitzvah according to the way Rav Chaim is learning. So of course, when the Kohen does light it, he is involved in mitzvah. No question about it. It's the mitzvah of the menorah. But sometimes a mitzvah is formulated. This mitzvah is formulated in two parts. One has a din of an etzem ha-maisah, meaning like a typical mitzvah where there's a maisah and a particular kiyum of that maisah, which is the result of the maisah itself, right? And the other part of the mitzvah is to ensure that the ner is that it remains dolok. So then, that doesn't require maisa for it to have the shame dolok. But if it goes out, then you have to reinstate it. But the maisa is not essential over there. The maisa is not. It's not a maisa. It's not like a maisa mitzvah that you only dispense with the chiyuv when you do the mitzvah. That's what he means by etzem ha-maisa. Etzem ha-maisa means that if the mitzvah is the etzem ha-maisa, that means that there is there's a chiyuv on that maisa per se. Okay, that's only by the shame of being takana, of tikkun, because there's no shame tikkun without a takana done to it. But that it should remain in the state of dolok, that doesn't require conceptually a maisa per se. Okay, of course, if it goes out, then practically speaking, you have the responsibility to ensure that it remains dolok. But you're simply reinstating the tumid. In other words, if you would philosophize at this point, you could say that there's no reason. He's not explaining why the mitzvah was formulated this way. And he's not saying this is the only possible way the mitzvah could be formulated. That's not what he's saying at all. You try to think of that in those terms, you're going to be misled. But it could very well be that the mitzvah could have been formulated in any number of ways. Could have been formulated that there's a mitzvah of being misakein the neros and being madlik the neros every day. Could have been formulated that way. But it's interesting, if you think about it now, that why is it formulated this way? This is more of a philosophical question. You could say that it's an idea. If it were mitzvah of hadlaka b'chol yom, then it would take away from the concept of tamid. It would be a different idea of tamid. It wouldn't be tamid in its shame. It would be renewed every day. It would be renewed every day. And if it was just ensured that it stays lit, there wouldn't be any aspect of avoda related to the menorah. So it's an interesting combination. It comes out that there's a mitzvah maisa, which has a shame avoda, but in terms of the shame in the ner, It's just to ensure it's to midus. You understand? So it would be like I'm saying, I want you to keep this object in a certain place. So if it falls down, you got to put it back up there. But there's no mitzvah. It's not the putting it up there that's the etzem mitzvah. It's simply restoring and retaining the shame that it's supposed to exist with. Put it this way, if you want... No, so in terms of does it have to be this way, it has to be this way if you want a ner tumid that has avoda in it. Right? Because if the avoda is going to be related to the ner, it won't be tumid. And if it's purely responsibility, then there's no shame avoda.
Yesterday,
you could say, I mean, you have to look at the Rambam more carefully, but you could say like this, that the Rambam says when you come and the ner is dalok, you don't have to light it, but you do some, you're misaking it. So it could be he's saying that, but you're not changing the psila, right? You're not taking out the old wick. So it could be the Rambam is saying that all you need is some takana to have it, to give it, to be yotzei the din of being misaking it. Whatever the takana it is that it needs. But therefore he says you are misaking it. But you don't need necessarily to do the full takana every day. It's just a din of being misaking. So that's going to depend on whatever it's lacking. But you have to have the shame of being of misaking. Yeah. So then it turns out that the nace in terms of nace Chanukah is that you had the ner dolok without any tikkun. Right. Right. So now we come back to one question: what if the zohar, according to the Reb Chaim in the end, what would he say if a zohar lights it in the heichal? Right. He's still saying that the Rambam would hold it's not good. It's l'chatchili, shouldn't be done. Right. So I think at one point we said it sounds like he's changing his mind on that. Right. But I don't think you have to say that because it still is mitzvah. It still is part of the mitzvah of maintaining the shame of the menorah. And that when it's in the heichal, that's when it's bimkoma and bikiyuma. And dolok is part of that kiyum. So it's true it's not avoda, but it still is mitzvah. It still is a mitzvah becoming. Right? And then the only machlokes between the Ravid and the Rambam is lighting per se. Is that considered a din of mitzvah? Only lighting in the makom of the... I don't think he's changing his mind from his original analysis. Because his original analysis was saying the Rambam would agree in the Heichal, the Chatchila should be done by the Kohen. The only disagreement is when it's not bimkoma, bikiyuma. Right? But then when you read through it, it sounds like he's devaluating the entire Maisa Adlaka, even Bimkoma. But that's only if you read it that he's saying it's not a mitzvah, but he's not. He's definitely not saying it. He's saying it is a mitzvah, but it doesn't have the shame avoda. So still, Bimkoma, it would still be mitzvah coin. I think. Right?